I believe most of you know the general context of Psalm 51, that being the months that followed the repentance of the king of Israel, David, with regard to Bathsheba and her husband Uriah. In the 19 verses of this psalm, I want to just drill down on one small area for tonight, where we look at the 10th, 11th, and 12th verses. You might look at this as a prayer out of the heart of a Christian man and the overall context of repentance and the consequences of the sin that brought the whole circumstance around. In his 10th verse, the 10th verse, we read this prayer: create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. We rejoice in the 11th verse, and we note that that is a prayer that the Christian of today need not ever utter, ever. The 12th verse: restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. There are numerous references to the Spirit in this psalm. You have, if you would read through the 19 verses, there is here the right spirit, there is a Holy Spirit, there is a free spirit, and there's a broken spirit. All of those references except the second one have to do with the inner man, the heart of hearts, the heart of the man who is the Christian. And if we would consider this, we see what God's desire is for the heart of the Christian man in verse number 6, where he says, behold, and this David acknowledges, thou desirest truth in the inward parts. The inward parts. Now, I know that you know that it's quite possible, people have done it and do it routinely, that there is a semblance of a walking in the truth outwardly, externally. And in our previous studies in the book of Romans, the second chapter, we dealt with that, where Paul drew a very clear line between the heart of man and the letter of the law. And it's possible to be a letter Christian where the externals of life all seem to conform to standard. Sometimes, even though that be the case, the inner man is completely out of whack. And God desires truth in the inner man. When we look, for example, at these references that I just pointed out to you, where he says, renew a right spirit within me. When we look at the word right spirit, you will quickly, just with a few words of explanation, recall numerous times the repeated emphasis on the need for the child of God to maintain a proper vertical relationship to God, so that the horizontal relationship, the relationship that we have with each other, and David would have had with those in his kingdom, would be right. If the vertical is not right, then the horizontal will not be right. Long before David actually committed the sin with Bathsheba, and long before he murdered or caused Uriah to be murdered, his vertical alignment with God was out of whack. And so it was then exposed in how he treated people next to him. God desires truth in the inward part, where man embraces who he is. Because what a person is in private is really what a person is before God. And please understand that there's no such thing as a correct or upright inward spirit and a faulty horizontal relationship. That does not happen. But the reverse is true. And so whenever we think about this right spirit, it comes out of a Hebrew word that just means simply something that is straight, it's steadfast, and it's vertically straight up, straight up. Renew a straight up spirit with me. Renew a steadfast spirit with me. And that's what this, the essence of this prayer is. Something that is fixed, something that is constant, something that is always consistent. Now, you and I know that there is a challenge to life. And a challenge comes at us full speed every day. Depending on your life circumstances, the challenges will come in various ways that will test your mettle. And sometimes the circumstances that you face will knock you off the rail. And then when that is the case and the vertical gets out of kilter just a little bit and things begin to come apart, God encourages us to take consideration to what He instructs in His Word. Like, for example, in the book of Romans chapter 12, verse number 2, Romans 12, verse 2, talks about the mind. If you would just keep your place in Psalm 51 and jump over to Romans 12, Romans 12. And I would just suggest to you that just a casual reading of verses 1 and 2 present this dynamic of the vertical and the horizontal. Verse number 1 addresses the vertical relationship. Then verse number 2 says, "Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind." The renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And so while verse 1 speaks to the vertical, verse number 2 speaks to the horizontal, and it would require a renewal of the mind each day. Now you know the starting point for that. The Apostle John tells us that whenever it is that life circumstances knock us off the rail and we sin, good news is the Apostle John says that we have an advocate with the Father. We have an advocate, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we have the access to the throne of grace that we've been talking about the past couple of weeks in the morning services, where we can come and make confession, knowing that God is faithful and just to forgive those who do such. And the mind then is made anew. Now there is a practical side of this. Look in the book of Ephesians, please, chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2, if you would please. At verse 22, we read in this section, "In whom, with regard to the Lord, you are also builded together for a habitation of God through the Spirit." There is a concern over, like in chapter 4, verse 22, 23, and 24. "Put off concerning the former conversation, the old man." You do not want to add old lumber to the new construct. You are a new creature in Christ Jesus. You were made new. And so whenever we look at this point of reference in Ephesians 4, be renewed in the spirit of your what? In your mind. That you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness, renewed in the spirit of your mind. Now, we think about this fact, and we made mention of it a week or so ago, that God is able to, He's able to discern the hidden element of man, that which is concealed to everybody. God sees. He's aware of the Pharisees, for example, in Luke 11, where He talks about their inward part is full of ravening, insatiable destruction. He said they're filled with that, and they're full of wickedness, the depravity that goes hand in hand with that kind of a spirit. And then we remember also the Apostle Paul's own rendering of his comments concerning the struggle that as human beings face. Paul was no different than the rest of us. In Romans chapter 7, for example, he looks at verse 22 and 23, says, "I delight in the law of God after the inward man, but," always comes that "but," The law of my mind is captive to the law of sin. So the mind needs some TLC, and the TLC comes with proper spiritual nourishment. Man must live by the bread of God, live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And so the prayer that David asks again is to renew a right spirit within me. There are times in your life and mine, and I know I speak for myself twice before I insinuate anything about you or anybody else, is that oftentimes, my attitude is really stinko. Can I use that word? It's just, and I sit down in the chair, and I have my Bibles open in front of me, and I have my computer on. It's got more scripture verses on there, and I sit down there, and I look at that. And I'm reading these things, and I see what God is saying, and I just drop my head, and I say, you know, before you read word one, before you would ask God to speak to you about anything, don't you think you need to get an attitude adjustment here? Don't you think maybe you need a little sight adjustment? A little perspective added? And then when that is determined to have turned the corner, then go to God and ask Him to speak to you. Because if the attitude is all askew, it doesn't make any difference how clear the scriptures are. You can change translation from one translation to the other and try to make it clear. You know, I mean, that's what a lot of folks will maintain. I use this or I read this because it's easier for me to read. Let me just say to you that you can have a third grade reader, okay, at the third grade reading level, and it's not going to make sense to you if the attitude is off left or right, not vertical. And so I know what it is like to be out of sorts. I got to tell you, it is not comfortable. Do you find it comfortable when it happens to you? No. Kind of miserable. And there's no Pepto-Bismol take care of it. No anti-acids at work. I mean, usually whenever my attitude is adjusted, you know where I resort to. Probably like the rest of you do if you're honest and admit it. That's exactly right. When my attitude's out of whack, I head right for the fridge. Pull that door open and I look in there, and if I don't see anything right hand, I pull the drawers all out. If I don't see anything here, I get the freezer all out. I'm looking. I've got to do something to help my spirit. And as you can see, the stature and the physique, many times I've been in that refrigerator. So I just bring it to David. David got outed by the prophet and brought to his knees before God. And he says, renew a right spirit. May my heart be straight up in perfect alignment with the will of God through the word of God. Would you pray with me, please? Our dear God, help us to be open and honest, very transparent with you. Lord, it's not that we could ever think we could hide anything from you. We can't go into a closet. We can't turn out the lights and think that you do not see. Just help us, Lord, to be as children with a loving affection for you as our Father, and to be able to come to you at all times with those concerns upon our heart. And we pray, dear Heavenly Father, that in those days when we find ourselves a little crooked, that you might straighten us up. We ask it for Jesus' sake. Amen.